No matter how long ago or how big those mistakes were, there's always opportunity to improve and fix. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We're continuing on our series, Ancient Wisdom for Contemporary Living. So today I want to focus on the upcoming Jewish month, which is the month of Adar. But this year, there are 2 months of Adar because it's known as the Jewish leap year. So let's give a little bit of a background. The Jewish calendar is made up of a lunar cycle. So lunar month is about 29 and a bit days. 12 months of a lunar cycle, more or less, come to about 354 days. So we have a lunar cycle, but the Torah also instructs us that our festival should be according to the seasons. So in the Northern Hemisphere, Pesach must always fall out in the spring. The problem is that the solar year is about 11 days longer, 365 days, and therefore it will be out of sync very quickly. So therefore we have a system that every 19 years, we have 7 leap years within those 19 years. So every few years we make up the time, we make up the what's lacking from the lunar year to be in sync with the solar system. Now, what's interesting is that when we have a leap year, the added month is the month of Adar. Adar is known as a month of tremendous joy. It has the festival of Purim. We also have the Talmudic saying, "Mishenichnas Adar." When Adar comes, "Marbim b'simcha." We should increase in all matters of joy and celebration, and so on. And there's lots of reasons why we choose the month of Adar to be specifically the month that we add. But I want to share with you an insight that we should really take to heart and reflect on. One of the lessons of the structure, because it's a strange structure, I mean, if you know, we always have to make up time, but one of the lessons is that when we have to have a system where we have a certain amount of days to be in sync with the festivals, but we're missing days, and in life that's symbolic of we can't achieve what we need to achieve because we're missing stuff. We've made mistakes. There are gaps in our human experience. There's things that we should have done and didn't do. There's things that we did and we regret doing. And this could be a long time ago. It could be a year ago, 2 years ago. The lesson of a leap year is there's an extra month. You can always make up the time. You can always fix what you missed out on. You can always improve on what needs improving. You can always repair the things you regret doing. And the system of how it's structured is it doesn't happen right away. It could be a long time ago. I could have made these mistakes 2 years ago, 3 years ago, because a leap year only comes once in 2 or 3 years. And I think, you know what, it's such a mistake, it's such a long time ago, I can't really go back now, I can't wind back the clock, I can't fix it. The Jewish law teaches us that the leap year is symbolic of this idea of always making up the past lackings, the past mistakes. In fact, that is the greatness of the human being. The design of the human being in its unique way is that we do fail, but the human being also has the possibility, the infinite potential to repair and to improve and to grow and to learn from the past. We are not perfect human beings by design. We also have the ability to learn from our imperfections and to become a stronger individual. When we learn from that which we lost out on, and we improve and we grow, that is the greatest joy. And that's why the month of Adar, the extra month, is a month of joy. So we have this year, we have 2 months of special joy, because there's nothing like learning from our mistakes. Being perfect is nothing to celebrate. It just means we're talented, or we're boring, or we don't do much. Making mistakes and then learning to repair and to learn from them, that is the source of the greatest joy. And that's why the leap year is we add a month to make up time. And which month do we add? The month of Adar, the month of celebration. That needs really reflection, and we need to understand and internalize the fact that we always have the potential to repair. So to do this, let's meditate for a few minutes. Close your eyes when you're ready. Relax. Focus. And as we always begin, turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out, connecting to the rhythm of life. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back and just try and really be aware and conscious of how the life infusion happens with each distinct breath being a new spark of life. Try and feel it in your body. Experience the sensations. Breathe in deeply and fill your lungs. Feel it as it comes in, and then feel the sensation of exhaling. Try this for a few times. Breathe in deeply, hold, 2, 3. Slowly breathe out. Breathing in deeply, hold, 2, 3. Slowly breathe out. Breath in Hebrew is neshima, the same as neshama, the soul. Each breath is an expression of the soul. As you breathe, just try and connect to the purity of your neshama. Just breathe, and as you breathe, with each breath, think of the soul filling up your body. The godly infusion, the holiness, the purity. As you continue to breathe, think of the layers of the soul. We have 5 layers according to Kabbalah. The outer is the layer of behavior. Think of things you do and things you should do but you don't, or things you've done that are mistaken. The next layer is emotion. Just for a moment, think about things you get emotional about, good and bad, healthy and toxic, happiness, gratitude, jealousy, anger, the second layer of the soul, can sometimes be damaged, sometimes be positive. The third is cognition, things we think about, sometimes positive, sometimes negative thinking. The fourth, subconscious, metacognition, the deeper part of our side, which sometimes can be tainted and corrupted and destroyed. Now, as you breathe in deeply, think of the fifth layer, the core essence of the soul. The spark of purity, which we always have. The part of us that can never be damaged, because it's always pristine, it's always godly, it's always infinite. When I mess up on my 4 layers, behavior, emotion, cognition, subconscious, I dig deep. And I retrieve the infinity of the purity of my soul to repair, to rebuild, to be resilient, to be stronger. So now just continue to breathe for a few moments and think about something that needs fixing. But as you breathe, breathe in deeply and try and visualize your core essence that is at the root of who you are. Connect to it, reveal it, understand that its strength, no matter how long ago you messed up, can allow you to improve. No matter how long ago, no matter how bad, the core essence of who I am is always pure, allowing me to repair and rebuild. Let's come back to where we are, and just whenever we're feeling guilty, whenever we're feeling down, whenever you're feeling like hopeless, just stop, breathe, connect to your soul, and remember that spark that is always pristine, that always gives you the opportunity for your own personal leap year. Have a wonderful day.